The good news of Jesus Christ according to Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth to Galilee, to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house of the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what they had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. The Gospel of our Savior.
For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen. It's a night for questions. What child is this who laid to rest? Or, Mary, did you know? I have some questions of my own. Do you see what I see? A star? A radiant star dancing in the night? Announced with great fanfare? Or the birth of a powerless infant? Do you see parents submitting to the arrogance of Augustus Caesar, who calls himself Lord and Savior, Son of God, ruler, who believes that he created the Pax Romani? I see an infant who, in his simplicity and humility, reorders the way of the world. This powerless child is the Son of God, who is overturning any government that forgets the poor or who oppresses the races of people. This child is crafting the Pax Mundi. This child claims no throne but the throne of a feeding trough in a stall surrounded by the noblest of God's creatures. I see an infant whose birth fills the hungry with good things, reminds us that God is especially fond of the poor, a birth that results in shepherds and women, the oppressed masses, becoming prophets of God, declaring good news. I see a birth that raises up the lowly, giving them dignity, a dignity that is native to everyone born of woman. Do you hear what I hear? A song? A song ringing through the sky and bigger than the sea? Or do you hear the melodic voice of an angel? An angel who says to the poorest of us, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news. Good news that God has dreamed of a different world." I hear the song that promises a world of blessing and abundance for those who are lonely, for those who feel outcast and marginalized. I hear a song of love for all who love, whomever they love. I hear a new song telling the world that God's glory cannot be confined to the inside of temple walls, but now is manifest most clearly on a farm for all to see, where no one is kept out, but where all are welcome to come in. I hear the angel comforting us with news that the Messiah is born, one who will correct the status quo, a Messiah who will transform God's dream into God's reality. Do you know what I know? That we should pray for peace, that the child will bring us goodness and light. What I know is that we must work for peace, that goodness and light happens when we work together to lift up the lowly, when together we fill the hungry with good things, whenever we choose not to let privilege and money become the guarantors of justice. Do you know what I know? That the humble birth of a child in a manger is testimony that God's light has come into the world to dispel the darkness. And your birth is testimony that Jesus was only the first.